Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Deeper Truth is back and better than ever.
from John Carpenter and Journey with Mary, Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Dr. Gregory Thompson and Eucharistic Miracles, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Yours truly with the Saint of the Day. And Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender. We're back with an even deeper truth. Join us. When you need answers to defend your Catholic faith, call on the one with the expert. When you need assurance that you do not travel this world alone, call on the one with the expert. When you need to know that Jesus truly keeps his promises to remain with us sacramentally, call on the one with the expert. The Catholic Defender Radio Network, home of the experts. Presenting from Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today. Following the death of Jesus, Joseph obtained Jesus' body and buried it. For these reasons, Joseph is considered a field record and pallbearer. Since after Joseph asked Pilate for the body of Christ and prepared the body with Nicodemus as self, Joseph of Arimathea was a wealthy Jew who wanted Jesus Christ as a prophet. After Jesus took Joseph of Arimathea and laying Jesus' body in a nearby tomb, he brings along a victim of myrrh and aloe. Jesus, when he was accused before the Jewish authorities, and also because he helped Joseph of Arimathea prepare Christ's body for burial after the crucifixion. Joseph had faith in Jesus and was considered a disciple. This happened despite his being a member of the Sanhedrin as a group bitterly opposed to Christ. However, Joseph held to his belief in Jesus despite his surroundings. But now, though Joseph of Arimathea had entirely devoted himself to the sect of the Pharisees, yet he was not addicted to their vices, which too evidently appeared among hypocrisy. He was really just in all the dealings, quiet without ostentation, and very charitable and private, in so much that he be. The actions of the two influential Jewish leaders gave insight into the power of the involvement. Was the civic leader who had become a disciple of Jesus, following the death of Jesus, who had been Jesus by from Pilate, wrapped it in fine linen and buried it. For these reasons, Joseph is considered the patron saint of funeral directors and pallbearers. More important is the courage Joseph showed in asking Pilate the body. Jesus was a criminal who had been publicly executed. According to some legends, Joseph was punished and imprisoned for such a bold act. Nicodemus was a Pharisee, like Joseph, an important first century Jew. We know from John's Gospel Nicodemus went to Jesus at night. Better to understand his teaching of him. He was the original Nicodemus. Later, he spoke up for Jesus at the time of his arrest and assisted in Jesus' burial. We know little else about Nicodemus. Celebrating these two contemporaries of Jesus who played a significant role in Jesus' life reminds us of the humanity of Jesus and how he related to his fellow man and woman. His gentleness of these two, his acceptance of their help, remind us that he preaches in the same gentle way. That's our day, our thanks today.
And Mike, tomorrow's sneak peek is going to be St. Giles.
St. Giles? G-I-L-E-S?
Yes, G-I-L-E-S. So he's going to be our saint of the day for tomorrow. And so, and you were having just a little bit of, I guess your line wasn't the best. But, you know, that's, you just have to deal with what we have to work
with
at the time. Yeah. As far as the saints of the day, stand in the gap with us and Saints Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus. And
you know, I wonder if
that is,
I got a question you can answer, maybe not. But Joseph of Arimathea built that tomb for himself, and he used it for Jesus. When Joseph of Arimathea died, did he use that tomb for himself, or did he make another?
Well, there's no record that I have seen that reports that, but I would think because of the reverence that they had for Jesus, that they left it alone. And when you look at the church built over the site where Jesus, the tomb, there's no record of anything else or anyone else being placed in there. It's the main thing about the tomb is that Jesus is risen. And so when you go to that church.
The most important fact about the tomb is that it's empty.
That's right. And so I don't think that Joseph of Arimathea was ever placed in there. I don't think he was ever placed in there, because that would have interfered with the everything else.
Well,
the church.
People that opposed Joseph Arimathea, the Pharisees, they said, we're not going to put him in that tomb. Last time we put somebody there, he rose from the dead after. Because that happened.
Yeah.
They didn't want to.
Well, I don't believe that I have seen anything, but I don't believe that they would, because I think that the reverence for Jesus was too great, and so I just don't think that that they did. I don't think so.
No, that would be my
guess.
Not,
so
it
that's,
be,
that's just,
it may have been out of reverence, but it may. And out of fear, too.
Well, no telling, but I think that the tomb remained empty after the resurrection. That's my assessment on it.
Yeah.
And because Jesus did rise from the dead, that gives the Catholic Church all of the foundation for what it is. And so that's why we pray for our priests, because Jesus established the priesthood for the purpose of cleansing, doing and carrying out his mission. So we do pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
St. John Vianney, he once said that when you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. And he also said, if you invoke the Blessed Virgin Mary when you are tempted, she will come at once to your help, and Satan will leave you. O Jesus, our great high priest, hear my humble prayers on behalf of your priests. Give them a deep faith, a bright and firm hope, and a burning love which will ever increase in the course of their priestly life. In their loneliness, comfort them. In their sorrow, strengthen them. In their frustrations, point out to them that it is through suffering that the soul is purified, and show them that they are needed by the church. They are needed by souls. They are needed for the work of redemption. And so we pray for our priests. And we thank you, Lord, for your holy Catholic Church. We pray for Pope Francis and all our clergy today. We pray for all those who are held down captive by all kinds of addictions, and who we pray for deliverance from these addictions. And so, thank you, Lord, for the means to be able to do that. Thank you, Lord, for your holy sacraments, to receive you body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. So, we pray for our children because of the importance. They're under attack.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. We claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. St. Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. Through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, St. Joseph showed his love for God. O glorious St. Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of his holy church. O St. Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord. And with you, St. Joseph, we call upon St. Sebastian, St. Maria Goretti, St. Daphne, St. Philomena, St. Gianna, St. Christopher, St. Michael the Archangel, St. Raphael the Archangel, St. Monica, St. Anthony, and St. Joseph of Arimathea, and St. Nicodemus. All you heavenly saints and guardian angels. Oh, the Lord's guardian angels. How important they are. And we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And they do intercede for us. And so we thank you, Lord. And now our segment, our Stand in the Gap segment, which is a very important part of what we're doing. And so we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we can stand in the gap.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to what do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
John chapter 16, verse 20. Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn to joy." And so now we want to pray for the souls who recently passed from this life. And in Hawaii, there was a horrible fire. And we've had a number of tragic events throughout the world today in the, you know, just recent times. So, and we just want to pray for those, the souls who have passed from this life. God, our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides in our lives, and by your command we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. I pray and hope for my family, relatives and friends, and for all the dead known to you alone. In company with Christ, who died and now lives, may they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Lord, you commanded us to honor our father and mother. Have compassion in your mercy on the souls of my father and mother. Forgive them their sins and grant that we may see them in the joy of eternal brightness through Christ our Lord. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May the soul of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. And so our devotion, our prayer devotion, we pray for the prodigals, that they may return. We pray for our soldiers and veterans. We pray for America. We pray for the prisoner. We pray for those in hospitals, those who've been diagnosed with cancers or diseases or sickness. Pray for the hospitals, that they would be an environment according to your will. We pray for every need. We pray for the elderly. Promise to carry us even in our old age. We pray for a spiritual strengthening of those, for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And for the poor souls in purgatory, Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. And so that is very important to us. And we remember, just a reminder, the sneak preview for tomorrow is St. Giles. And thank you, Mike, for presenting St. Joseph of Arimathea and St. Nicodemus. And
St. Nicodemus.
What's that?
St. Nicodemus. He was the original Nicodemus.
But you're still, you must have a bad line because it's hard to understand you, Mike. But
okay.
But it's that's just something that we have to work on sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, to work through, because when you're dealing with this live, there's not a whole lot you can do about it. Live.
I've been a live radio.
Yeah. So what we do here is lift up the Lord. We lift him up. So we'll see you tomorrow. And thank you, Mike. God bless you. And all you out there in deeper truth land, pray the rosary, go to Mass, live the state of grace. In fact, that's something I in the military, we living the legend, living the dream. Well, in our holy Catholic faith, we're living the blessing. So live the blessing. Receive his blessing. Receive his grace.
Amen.
And receive his mercy. So lift him up. All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Good night.